Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is Kevin Warsh a dove in hawk's clothing or a hawk in dove's clothing? The short answer is no idea. This is the biggest known unknown in all of global financial markets at the current juncture. Investors will receive their first clues for resolving this puzzle at this afternoon's FOMC event, or they won't. And if not, that will be by Chair Warsh's design. In terms of analytical nuance, incoming Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's post-meeting press conference takes center stage this afternoon amid a Fed currently on hold and likely to revise its statement in a hawkish manner. Warsh seeks to revamp messaging, favoring brevity over detailed guidance. Critics caution that curtailed messaging risks market volatility since forward guidance readies investors for policy moves. Warsh counters that central banks must preserve flexibility, dodging rigid commitments amid changing economic and geopolitical conditions. Policymakers can, quote, can become prisoners of their own words, Warsh said in an April 2025 lecture at the IMF. The academic research is on Warsh's side. Swaps see no 25 basis point rate hike until March of next year. In addition to being critical of the Fed's overcommunication, Warsh has been critical of the Fed's monetary largesse throughout recent decades. Our market implied neutral rate model currently views the Fed as 1 to 2 rate hikes behind the curve, meaning that it must hike by that amount to remove its now accommodative bias and get back to neutral. One of the key risks in all of global financial markets is the fact that Kevin Warsh thinks the Fed's balance sheet is, quote, trillions larger than it needs to be. The Fed currently owns 30% of the marketable treasury bond market, which is 3,000 basis points more exposure than Kevin Warsh would prefer. Even after years of balance sheet runoff, the Fed's footprint in the economy and financial markets is still historically large. Any plan to durably shrink the Fed's balance sheet must feature substantial financial sector deregulation, such as swapping bank reserves with treasuries for high-quality liquid asset purposes and levering up by commercial banks. Lastly, will the Fed end reserve management purchases, and if so, will it reinstate them if funding stress returns to the repo market? Are key questions with Kevin Warsh in charge amid persistent dovish net financing policy. For what it's worth, the annualized rate of reserve management purchases peaked 4 months ago at $667 billion and has since declined to $434 billion. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community here in the 42 Macro Dashboard. This one's titled Predictions for Tomorrow's FOMC. It says, what are your predictions for the outcome of tomorrow's FOMC meeting and presser? Here's the AI guess based on options data. Despite the recent political commentary, institutional quote-unquote smart money is buying the dovish pivot narrative. Over the last week, we tracked a massive buildup in S&P 500 put options, which puts commanding nearly 67% of daily SPY options volume ahead of the meeting. The data signals a high probability of a hawkish hold. The Fed will likely point directly to the hot jobs report and sticky inflation as reason to lock in a higher for longer regime. Expect an initial equity drop as algorithmic market makers unwind their short hedges and drag the indices towards key put walls. So before I even go on, by the way, this is terribly incorrect. This is, you guys out there, you cannot use AI, which is the amalgamation of everybody's thoughts that they've ever put on the internet right now, to guide your investment portfolio. You don't want everybody guiding your investment portfolio. There are millions of terrible investors saying things about financial markets on Reddit, on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. Do not trust AI to guide your portfolio. Certainly not at this early stage of the adoption phase. It's wrong in several categories. One, it says the institutional smart money isn't buying the dovish pivot there. Also, they isn't buying the dovish pivot there. So they were correct on that. My apologies. But the concept that the market makers will unwind their short hedges and cause the market to go down is obviously just factually incorrect. That would be causing the market to go up. So what's more than likely is if Kevin Warsh hits in anything dovish, we're going to see a massive unwind of this put flow. You're going to get the delta hedging and panda flows associated with that in terms of pushing the market up. But again, I'm not saying that's the highest probability outcome. As I said earlier, we have no idea. We don't know if Kevin Warsh is a dove in hawk's clothing or a hawk in dove's clothing. He's basically, you know, he's painted both sides of the fence very effectively over the last few years and throughout his career in and around the Federal Reserve. So, we're going to get our first breadcrumbs this afternoon. I don't know if it'll be definitive in the context of him, you know, shunning detailed policy guidance, but, you know, at least we'll finally hear him speak, as the new Fed chair. And then lastly, wrapping up, Says alternatively, if we get a surprise dovish tone, the sheer density of this put overhang means the market is coiled for absolute face ripping short squeeze. So that is correct. So that's the human the member here adding their human overlay, which is obviously accurate and correct. So key takeaway I'll say on all this is you don't have to trade every wiggle in the market to retire on time and comfortably and achieve financial freedom. I've been saying very clearly that, hey, we're in paradigm C. That's obviously very bullish. We get a sprinkling of paradigm D in the form of reserve managed purchases. That's obviously incrementally bullish. This market, we've been saying since September of last year, been having been bullish since April of last year. We've been saying since September of last year that the risk of the market bubbling is exceedingly high in the context of paradigm C and paradigm D. And so there's no change to that views. So whether or not you are trading today's FOMC, the real key takeaway is if Kevin Warsh does not represent a sea change in the US monetary policy reaction function in a materially hawkish manner, then we're talking about a real true 1999 like bubble in the equity markets. And so investors need to brace for that outcome in so much as they need to brace for the outcome that we could see something that's much more akin to the summer of 1998. So check out our I want to say our June 6 around the horn for more details on that. So wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. Best of luck out there today, and best of luck to you, Mr. Warsh. Obviously, we've had K-shaped monetary policy, K-shaped fiscal policy, K-shaped regulatory policy for decades, and it's obviously led to a unnecessarily K-shaped economy. This doesn't have to be the outcome. So this is our first opportunity that we've seen in a really long time for one of those levers to be swung back in a direction that supports Main Street instead of Wall Street in DC. So we'll see. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer: 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.